lots of text messages coming in. We wanted the most annoying players, the pests in the competition now, given the fact that Gary the Whiz Freeman was one of the greatest pests of all time. But we also, if you want to ask a question, we've got a hashtag going here on social media. Are you on social media, Whiz?
No.
No, right.
No, I went on Twitter once. Oh. And I think I lasted.
Welcome back.
Yeah, no, I went on Twitter. I went on there for about 35 seconds and I copped the hammering. I went, what do I want to do this for? I did write back to the person. I said, look, it's the first time I've ever been on this, blah, blah, blah. I'm just here for the fans and all the rest of it. And then I said, you know what? If people are going to be like that, I don't want to be part of it. I just find that some of the social media, it just gives people an opportunity to give people a hard time and you can't see them face to face. That was never my go. I just don't do it, mate.
Fair enough. But on social media.
Sorry?
No, we've got the hashtag trending and you want to ask a question. Hashtag quiz the Whiz. Now, I had to ask you, Whiz, how do you spell Whiz? And it was W-I-Z, okay? W-I-Z.
It's good to see you keep up with me. I know I'm old, but this is ridiculous.
So, quiz the Whiz. Hashtag quiz the Whiz. All right, time
nothing
to talk to
social
rugby.
Media.
No, there'll be nothing. No blue tick for Gary Freeman. If you get a Gary Freeman asking you a question, it's not the real
No,
Gary
actually,
Freeman.
I am on Facebook. But
oh, okay.
I never look at it.
Nah, fair enough.
Just in case.
Exactly. You need to be careful. Time to talk some rugby. Do that thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra, New South Wales. He's been very patient. Sorry, Andrew Swain from Stan Sport. We're getting to you now. How are you, Swainy?
Oh, boys, it's great to chat. I'm glad I know how to spell whiz now. That's a great bit of listening. So thanks for that.
Assignment. It's the toughest assignment that Jimmy's had, three letters.
S-E-N-W-I-Z. Send whiz. Oh. Hey, Swainy, this is huge, mate. I was reading about it today, confirmed yesterday, that Australia will host the Rugby World Cup in 2027. And then the Women's Rugby World Cup in 2029. I think we all knew it was going to happen. To have it confirmed, what does it mean for rugby in this country?
Oh, boys, it's the most significant date in rugby in Australia, probably since that World Cup final in 2003.
Wow.
This is a massive moment. It's, you know, that when that drop goal went over from Johnny Wilkinson, things have kind of been downhill since there for rugby, unfortunately. And we've had a couple of little peaks along the way where things have just trended upwards. But really, this is where the upward trend starts and doesn't stop for rugby in Australia. When you talk about a golden decade that we've got coming up, you know, we've got 2025, we've got a Lions Tour, which we'll be hosting in Australia. 2027, the Men's Rugby World Cup. 2029, the Women's Rugby World Cup. And then you've got 2032, the Olympics, which has now got rugby, as well as a Commonwealth Games as well. It's a golden decade ahead of us. And, it was huge. I was up till late last night waiting for the news to come through. And it was meant to be a 10 p.m. announcement. And news started trickling through at about 8 p.m. So the World Rugby Civ was in really good order, working order. And all the leaks started coming through, and it's just fantastic to have it finally confirmed. As you say, we knew it was coming, but you just never know with World Rugby. South Africa were denied the 2023 Rugby World Cup at the very last moment. It's going to France now, so there was just that little bit of nervousness around, I think, and to have it confirmed, huge.
Yeah, Andrew, Gary here, mate. What does it mean for the young guys coming through? Because you'll be able to set like a path for these young blokes at the age of 16, 17 now to try and then bring them into the side.
You know what? I was only talking about this morning. I went to one of the activations, one of the celebration sites that they had up around the capital cities around the country today. And I was chatting to James Hall, former Wallaby captain, and he was saying, if you're a 16, 17-year-old kid right now, You have an absolute pathway. You can target Olympics. You can target Sevens. You can target World Cups. This is absolutely massive. You know, there's been talk over the last couple of weeks about, you know, rugby league and AFL really starting to infiltrate into GPS schools, which has really been a breeding heartland for rugby. And rugby hasn't done well in that space. They haven't done well in going into public schools and things like that. This now, the fact that we've got a clear pathway for kids at that age to potentially represent their country in their own backyard. You know, we still talk about that 03 World Cup and what it did for, you know, what it did for the development of the game here, yeah, for kids who were coming through. It's massive. And, it was such a proud moment to see them announce it last night. And, you know, it's, as I said, it's a golden decade ahead. And, even the old guys, I was talking to James Hall, as I said, and he was just so proud. There was a real twinkle in the eye when we were having a chat this morning. So it was so good to see.
But I want to ask you about the coach, Dave Rennie. He's a Kiwi guy. I know he's been in charge of the Wallabies for a while now, for the last couple of years. What is it? Why is he so different? And why has he been so successful, especially when he went over to Wales?
Yeah, it's a really good question. He was at the same live site I went to this morning, and there's just a real presence about Dave Rennie. And I think what he's done, which other Wallabies coaches previously haven't really embraced, is this cultural element. So, you know, rugby is such a multicultural sport. We've got the Pacific Island community, in rugby. It's similar in rugby league, obviously, but Dave Rennie's really done a good job at bringing all those different cultural elements together. And then he's also a really good selector. This is the other thing. So particularly for last year, there was a bit of a team of selectors, over the last few years, and previously to that, Michael Checker, he kind of ruled with an iron fist. It was, he definitely had some great talent at his disposal, but it's all just come together over the last couple of years for Dave Rennie. And, things like selecting Quade Cooper out of the blue last year, that ended up being a masterstroke for the Wallabies. He's really got this cultural element nailed down. And you speak to guys who won Super Rugby titles for the Chiefs with him back in 2013, and it was all about the Chiefs' mana. You know, it's a similar vibe that he's got going in the Wallabies at the moment. And, I think that now is the time, though, that the Wallabies need to start putting those performances on the field, particularly with a World Cup coming in a few years. There's one next year, don't forget. We want to win that too. It's a great 5 years ahead of us with a Lions tour as well.
All right, rather than talking about the future, let's talk about the present. Big games for the Waratahs against the Canes, we know that. But what about tonight? This is huge. Brumbies at home against the Crusaders. Not sure what the weather's like down there in Canberra. They get a dry night. This will be packed out, Swaney. How do you see it playing out?
Well, this is massive. It's 2v3 on the Super Rugby Pacific ladder. This is really, if the Brumbies can win this tonight, they lock themselves in for a home final. That's how big it is. And we talk about the financials of all that kind of stuff being huge, but this is just great for Australian rugby. The Brumbies have been the best performing Aussie team this year. They've been over to New Zealand, beaten the Chiefs. They beat, they've had a couple of wins over Kiwi opposition the last couple of weeks. And the Crusaders, they had a loss to the Waratahs a couple of weeks ago and then went over to Perth and beat the Force and did it in pretty good fashion. So we know that they're beatable, the Crusaders, and the rich history that these two sides throw up as well. They've played a couple of brilliant finals over the years. This has all the potential to be an absolute belter down at GIA Stadium tonight. So make sure you tune in. It's on a live and exclusive on Stan Sport.
Well done. Good on you, Swaney. Enjoy that tonight. Congratulations, I guess, for all of rugby. I know it's exciting for everyone involved in the code that the World Cup is coming here in 2027. Enjoy tonight, mate.
Will do, boys. Thanks a lot.
Andrew Swain there, Stan rugby commentator. That's all thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat from Cowra, New South Wales. You ever been to Cowra, Wiz?
Yep.
Have you?
Races.
Ah, of course you are. Where haven't you been to the races? Only found at your local independent butcher. We'll take a break after that. Your calls and texts on the Ryko Filters call line.